All news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 101 FM KXL, Oregon's station of record.
Okay, back on Business Briefing, continuing our conversation with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. The Apartment Insider Report coming up in just a couple of weeks now, June 1st. That's a Wednesday, 6 to 7:30. To register, 866-546-9390. And we're going to give away a couple of tickets to this event coming up, so stay with us for that. But Joe, I want to ask you first, why are you doing this again? I know we had a big success with it in November, but you know, you're super busy. It's not like you need the business. I mean, you got a lot going on. Why do this again?
You know, it's really there to provide, you know, informative information for the clients to understand the apartment market, you know, so they walk out of this seminar with more knowledge from making mistakes. Again, we try to be as informative as possible with providing this data. You know, it's all information, okay? The apartment market's all data. And so when we go into this, well, we did the first one back in November, huge demand, filled up, and we thought, you know, we need to do it. There's a lot of investors out there, a lot of first-time buyers, a lot of apartment owners that own buildings that really don't understand what they're doing in building wealth. And so this is all geared around helping clients, sound decisions, wise investments, protecting their assets, and creating that wealth that maybe they're losing because there's so much that goes into the apartment market. So when we put this together, I tried to focus on a few areas that, you know, clients are going to come in, first-time investors are going to come in and walk out of here and say, okay, now I know what I'm doing. I know who to work with. I know how to avoid a lot of these issues that I've heard in the past or maybe I've made in the past. And that's really it. The demand with clients just getting the right information.
And there will be plenty of information, including the pitfalls to avoid in apartment investing. And I know that, you know, you've got a good cross-section coming to this event. You got some new people who are interested in investing mm-hmm. in apartments, maybe self-directing an IRA, maybe selling some residential real estate, moving their money into this market. But you also have some people who have been down this road before. You mentioned that they did not avoid those pitfalls when they bought their first complex. Now they're stuck with something that, hey, maybe it's not working for them. What are the pitfalls to apartment investing? Because I know it's so different than the residential market.
There is. There's 100 moving parts into a real estate transaction, and you have to do 100 of them correctly, or the transaction fails, and that hurts clients. And so, you know, I'll give you four out of the top five here, and the one being accurate evaluation. So many times clients work with brokers they know, and the broker's not necessarily the expert in the multifamily or even have a specialty into apartments with experience. And so what happens is they don't get all the data. This is data sensitive. It's driven with numbers. They don't have all the right sold comps, so they're paying a price they're unaware of what the real market value is. You know, price per unit, the square foot, price per square foot, these are all things that are factored in. Knowing the cap rates, that's an incredible source of data they have to have, and they have to understand what cap rates are. And it moves around the city. There's a submarket in every little hub of the city, so you got to know specifically for that area, whether it's a one-mile radius area, half-mile radius area of that building, you need to know what's going on in that little submarket. Once you evaluate the property, you need to know how to understand the income and expenses. You know, the property's all income approach. You're going to get books and records from a seller. Maybe you're the seller providing the books and records. Mm-hmm. You better provide the best accurate information, and we know how to help with that. The second, technical expertise, it kind of goes with the first one. Everybody knows a broker. You know, I had a phone call the other day. Client bought some buildings. She had over $250,000 to invest. She invested it, and she said, I bought the wrong buildings, and I don't know what to do now. And I asked, you know, the right questions of what she was doing when she went through the transaction, and she just said, I was told this was the right one and these reasons why, and they were all false. Hmm. And she's coming to the seminar.
And what were they, though, Joe? I mean, fill us in. Give us some background.
She was told, you know, she had $250,000. She bought two fourplexes. She was told that she can't buy 5-plus units because she can't get a loan. She needs to have 2 years of experience of owning apartments to get a commercial loan. Completely false. And she bought these two buildings, and she's not cash flowing at all. And she has $250,000 that she invested into them. If she would have went into an apartment building somewhere around $1 million value with a 7 cap rate, she would have been cash flowing probably over $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And building a heck of a lot more wealth over the 5 years with all the engines that we spoke about on the wealth building creation. So that's, you know, again, using the wrong broker, getting the wrong data. portfolio planning. Nobody really works on exit strategies. When people buy a building, you have to have an exit strategy, mm-hmm. whether it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Most of it's 5 to 7 years. But if you plan on owning it for 20, great. You got to have a strategy, at least knowing where the market is in the next few years so you can evaluate every, you know, 2-3 years and make that decision if that's the best strategy when you started or tweak it to where you revise the strategy. Knowing market conditions, again, technical expertise of the broker. The third thing, you know, if you're a seller, you need to market your property correctly. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of years, so many brokerage firms stopped marketing and advertising and cut back on expenses. And here they're asking to sell a building for a client, but they're not using their funds and their investment to help sell the building as a brokerage firm. We've never stopped our marketing, advertising, and doing what's right for the client. And so, you know, we do the print advertisement, we do the email advertisement, we have online services we use. You just can't put a property on RMLS, which is the Regional Multiple Listing Service, or LoopNet, which is the commercial site, mm-hmm. and expect it to sell. You just can't do that. And if your broker doesn't have the tools and resources around you, the seller's hurting themselves. The marketing package, in detail, you have to have it laid out and distributed to as many people as you can, as early as you can. Too many brokers hold the property for 2-3 months trying to find their own niche buyer, where therefore the property never gets marketed out there with the masses. The fourth one I'll leave you with is deal structuring. You know, I told you 100 things have to happen, you know, 100 out of 100 to have a transaction go smoothly. Some of the things that, you know, we specialize in that, you know, again, helps a buyer or seller is the communication, how to handle the buyer seller demands, the renegotiations that come up throughout the transaction, how to handle bad news. So many people hide the bad news only to have it surface later in the transaction, blow up the transaction. The buyer now lost some money that maybe they put down on, you know, an inspections, hard costs that they used to do their due diligence, maybe even the lending piece that, you know, and then you got a seller that wasted time. So handling bad news is very critical. Contingency timelines, understanding that, just alone understanding that. We'll talk a little bit about that in the seminar. And how to handle miscommunication. I mean, so many times, you know, the news that goes from a broker to a seller or a broker to a buyer, you know, broker to the seller buyer, some of the data may not even be told to the clients. You know, we need to understand how to navigate through that. And there's ways to do that amongst brokers so that you know that the other side of the transaction is getting the right information and getting it to the client. Because, again, it's crucial to the transaction.
Okay, you gave us 4 out of 5. If you want number 5, you got to come to the Apartment Insider Report Wednesday, June 1st, just a couple weeks away, 6 to 7:30 at the Bing Lounge, right downstairs here at the PacWest Center in downtown Portland. The cost only $25. And listen, you're getting wine, appetizers, and parking included with that. We'll have the 2011 apartment market forecast, how to use your self-directed IRA funds to buy apartments. As Joe mentioned, we'll fill us out on transaction pitfalls on apartment complex purchases and the lending outlook for 2011 with Mark Pierce. Things have improved dramatically. Mark Pierce, really the guy in the market when it comes to apartment lending. Register today, 866-546-9390. 866-546-9390, or go to josephbernard.net. You can also register there. And 7th caller right now, Dave Bourne standing by. 7th caller, 503-417-7575. 7th caller gets a free pair of tickets for the Apartment Insider Report coming up on June 1st. Again, that number, 503-417-7575. Joe, it's been a pleasure having you here. We've got a couple minutes left before the break, and I'm excited about this event because I think a lot of other people are as well. I mean, I hear so much buzz, get emails from folks who are looking forward to this because people are looking for something different in this environment. They got burned in the residential market. They got burned in the stock market. There are, you know, as you said, a lot of pitfalls with buying apartments, but if they work with you, you're going to avoid a lot of that, right?
Correct. And a lot of it's protecting your investment. It's really understanding what's happening out there and making the wise decisions. Again, even if you own multiple buildings, it doesn't mean you know, necessarily have all the knowledge of the market. And so you continuously have to educate yourself as an investor. It's your assets, your equity in the building. And you got to go with the right people that are going to give you the sound advice and the factual data. Again, factual is the key word. And there's so much data out there. So, you know, that's how we guide our clients. We've increased market share every year. We've increased clients. We're here to help.
closing one-third of the transactions in the market. I mean, the proof right there is in the data. The Apartment Insider Report coming up Wednesday, June 1st at the Bing Lounge. Register today, 866-546-9390. Joe, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week. We will be back in live on Memorial Day weekend with the final segment here before we hit the Apartment Insider Report coming up that following week. When we return, we'll talk to Mike Goss, the author of Breaking Through Walls, continuing last week's segment on how to use a list to build your business. That's up next on Business Briefing.